Numbers, chapter 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When either man or woman will make a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to Yahweh. He will separate himself from wine and strong drink, he will drink no vinegar of wine, or vinegar of strong drink, neither will he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat fresh grapes or dried. All the days of his separation he will eat nothing that is made of the grapevine, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of his vow of separation no razor will come upon his head, until the days be fulfilled, in which he separates himself to Yahweh, he will be holy, he will let the locks of the hair of his head grow long. All the days that he separates himself to Yahweh he will not come near to a dead soul. He will not make himself unclean for his father, or for his mother, for his brother, or for his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation he is holy to Yahweh, and if any man dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles the head of his separation, then he will shave his head in the day of his cleansing, on the seventh day he will shave it. And on the eighth day he will bring two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting. And the priest will offer one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, for that he sinned by reason of the soul, and will hallow his head that same day. And he will separate to Yahweh the days of his separation, and will bring a he lamb a year old for a trespass offering, but the former days will be void, because his separation was defiled. And this is the law of the Nazarite, when the days of his separation are fulfilled, he will be brought to the door of the tent of meeting. And he will offer his oblation to Yahweh, one he lamb a year old without blemish for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb a year old without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for peace offerings. And a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their meal offering, and their drink offerings. And the priest will present them before Yahweh, and will offer his sin offering, and his burnt offering. And he will offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, with the basket of unleavened bread, the priest will offer also the meal offering of it, and the drink offering of it. And the Nazarite will shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of meeting, and will take the hair of the head of his separation, and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest will take the boiled shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and will put them on the hands of the Nazarite, after he has shaven the head of his separation. And the priest will wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh, this is holy for the priest, together with the wave breast and heave thigh, and after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows, and of his oblation to Yahweh for his separation, besides that which he is able to get, according to his vow which he vows, so he must do after the law of his separation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, On this wise you will bless the sons of Israel, you will say to them, Yahweh bless you, and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine on you, and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance on you, and give you peace. So they will put my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them.